This is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty.
The best and the brightest.
Opportunity is the next idea.
We're going to find that these social and cultural factors really add a lot to economic growth.
The competition among states to attract corporations is intense. City and state officials the nation over dangle large tax incentives in front of corporate leaders, hoping to entice them to move their jobs and revenues. Many state leaders, including Michigan's, have long debated the best ways to create a more competitive, business-friendly environment. In his first audio commentary, The Next Idea's Jeff DeGraff says it's not lower taxes that are key to attracting the so-called job creators. Instead, it's all about talent.
Six presidential campaigns later, I've still got Bill Clinton's iconic 1992 slogan running through my head. It's the economy, stupid. But it's not the economy that I'm thinking about. It's corporate relocation that's on my mind. What was so effective about Clinton's irresistible one-liner is the way it redirected American attention. He not so politely told us that when it came to diagnosing national unrest, we were getting it wrong. Similarly, the press is missing the real issue when it comes to corporate relocations. Recent articles in the Washington Post and the Wall Street Journal highlight the stories of businesses moving headquarters domestically and internationally for tax concerns. While it's certainly true that some companies are abandoning their states and the U.S. altogether to dodge taxes, the media is overstating the importance of these fiscally motivated moves. Much more significant are the large multinational manufacturers that are actually relocating to higher tax areas to attract the best talent and to develop a line of sight toward emerging markets and technologies. For example, in the early 2000s, Boeing moved from Seattle to Chicago. Part of the organization's justification was that Chicago, with its wide array of top colleges and universities, provided more opportunity to attract new talent. Last year, Cadillac moved from Detroit to New York City, which of course has a much higher tax rate. And General Electric, just this past month, moved from Fairfield, Connecticut to Boston. The traditional argument is that lower tax rates attract the best companies, but the numbers suggest otherwise. The states with the highest amount of venture capital per person, which is an indicator of growth potential, are California, Massachusetts, and New York. These are also among the top tier of places with the biggest state and local tax rates. So why are all these giant multinational companies with a wide array of moving parts and pieces moving to these expensive locales? It turns out that all three states are also among the very top tier of higher education rates. The people who live in these places are more likely to have graduate degrees than their peers elsewhere, and the states themselves are abundant with elite research universities and institutes. Additionally, they have diverse and multicultural populations with global perspectives on all issues. This is becoming especially important because these multinational companies are making more and more of their profits in countries outside of the U.S. The trend goes beyond these three states. Forbes' list of the most educated American cities are disproportionately college towns, with significantly higher employment rates and far better paying jobs than the rest of their surrounding regions. While some of these jobs are associated with academic institutions, most of them are with companies that have built around these areas to get great talent. So it's become clear. Companies locate in places where top talent is readily available. People want to live in these areas because of access to culture and education. Furthermore, these spots are typically more inclusive than other locales because they've historically welcomed people from all over the world and embraced a multiplicity of worldviews. The lure of great talent is so attractive to organizations that it overshadows the expense of higher taxes. Innovation assets are intangible. They walk in and out the door every day with the workforce. Talent can be located anywhere. Let's be honest. Most of us want to pay less taxes, see our investments create huge returns in the very near future, and only live with people who appreciate our great work. But attracting top talent to make innovation happen isn't about what we like. It's about what we need. Stupid.
Jeff DeGraff is an innovation expert at the University of Michigan's Ross School of Business and our partner on The Next Idea.
Support for The Next Idea on Stateside comes from Michigan Economic Development Corporation, committed to marketing Michigan to drive job growth and investment in our communities. MichiganBusiness.org.